Hi, this is Anne Marie McKelvey, and greetings from the Mindfulness Coaching School in Santa Fe, New Mexico. We're an international school, which means we have students from all over the world, and many of them are listening to this recording as I speak, which is why I wanted to do this. I was writing an article for the monthly newsletter, and I realized I wanted to talk it. I didn't want to just write it out. I wanted to be as many dimensions as possible, not just 2D. So, although we don't have our communication platform up and you can't see me and I can't see you in our virtual classroom as we do with our classes here at the school, please do know that I'm right here and I am live, for the moment at least. One of the reasons I'm doing this is because it's part of my 2017 intention to follow my passion, to follow my highest excitement. And I thought, well, let's just start now with a recording. So here are a few thoughts that I want to share with you, as well as an inspiring writing from one of my teachers of many years ago. But first, the thoughts. You know, because as many of us know who live on this planet, we're experiencing very challenging times globally. And how we interpret them, how we interpret these challenging times, has a lot to do with how we project ourselves into this world. So here are some simple thoughts that I wanted to pass on to you to consider, to contemplate, and perhaps activate. And again, this Monday, January 2nd, I'll be doing the mindfulness coaching call. And our focus this month is love, wisdom, alignment, which is what these thoughts are all about. So we'll be unpacking these thoughts a bit more thoroughly at that time. But for right now, here they are, very simple. Keep each day simple. Stay in alignment. Keep each day simple. Stay in alignment. Create and live in high vibratory environments. Move with the highest vibratory frequency. It's always your choice. Whichever energy you choose is going to be the energy that you live. And more about this on Monday during the mindfulness coaching call. But most important, you know, where the mind goes, the qi goes. It's one of our qigong mottos, I guess you would call. The next one is breathe in the high desert air. Smile with the blue skies. Now, if you don't live in the high desert, it's okay. Just breathe in that air. Feel what it's like. Smile with the skies. Get out there underneath those skies and just smile at them. Woof, just smile at them. Notice what happens. And keep the candle lit. Keep that candle lit. Keep your life diverse with people of all ages and ethnic backgrounds. Trust this collective tribe. Abstain from the news. Abstain from the news. Question what your beliefs believe and how they might rule your life. Trust and follow the breadcrumbs of this multiverse, because there is no longer a universe. Trust and follow the breadcrumbs of the multiverse. Adhere to the permission slips to love whoever we choose. Let the barriers melt. Let love and wisdom prevail. Let love and wisdom prevail. Let love and wisdom melt all circumstances that seem impossible. I actually have that hanging in my living room on an old poster placard that I put in magic marker 30, 35 years ago. Let love and wisdom melt all circumstances that seem impossible. Walk away from the collective planetary fear. Walk away from the collective planetary fear. Walk into the alignment of love and wisdom. And repeat it as often as necessary, as often as you want, because you're developing a muscle. So again, walk away from the collective planetary fear. Walk into the alignment of love and wisdom. And this is on all levels. It's not just words that we hear from each other. It can also be from our meditations, because many of our students have shared that their meditations have been feeling a bit different this past year. So I invite you to walk into the alignment of love and wisdom consciously in your meditations. So choose this. Again, you're developing a muscle. Choose to walk away from the collective planetary fear on all levels. So this list that I shared is very important to me. And I've noticed more and more that there is a robot-like behavior coming forth within many peoples of our planet. Within them. And I call it a brainwashing, where we receive from each other. I can't just blame the media, although the media does have a lot to do with it. But there's a brainwashing that dulls our spirit. And it leads us into Aldous Huxley's Brave New World kind of experience. And I don't know if you've read that book, Brave New World, but if you haven't, do. It's about viewing our lives in a certain way based on a mindset that is brainwashing us. So watch how you are letting certain thoughts rule you. And then notice what those thoughts believe. And if those are your beliefs, if they're really truly your beliefs, or if they're someone else's beliefs that you really don't believe. So be conscious of your thoughts. Be conscious of what your beliefs believe. You're always choosing the thought that you want to believe, so make it conscious. You know, as I've said before, I've been witnessing this robotic-like behavior, and I'm sure many of you have. It's a spiritless behavior. Spirit's not there like it used to be. And it results in a disconnection with ourselves, our families, our colleagues, our beloveds. And it results in a disconnect within ourselves. So again, keep each day simple, stay in alignment, create and live in high vibratory environments, move with the highest vibratory frequency. It's always your choice. And again, more on this on Monday. And breathe in the air deeply. Use your breath to self-regulate, and in some cases, to down-regulate. Use the exhale. Use the inhale. Smile with the skies. Get out there. Let nature love you up. And let that smile come forward. As Brother David Steindl Ross says, sometimes it's an invisible smile. People can feel it, but they can't see it. Try that one on as a mindfulness practice. And then, of course, keep the candle lit as a reminder of the light. And for me, what's very important these days is to keep my life diverse with people of all ages and ethnic backgrounds and trusting this collective tribe while I'm abstaining from the news. Question what your beliefs believe and how they might rule your world, your life, and then trust and follow the breadcrumbs of this multiverse. It's most important and fun to do. And again, more on that on Monday. Adhere to the permission slips to love whoever you want to love, and then walk away from the collective planetary fear and walk into the alignment of love and wisdom. So play with those. And you might even want to read them off to yourself, just like I did twice just now, so they start to incorporate within you a collaboration that's most important for you to adapt and integrate all that's happening on our planet these days. So now it's time for that inspired reading I mentioned earlier. It's called Yes. And it's by a man I worked with in India beginning in the late 70s for many, many years. His name is Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh, and he's also known in today's world as Osho. Much controversy around this man, and I must say, I received the best of him. Many of his teachings for me was learning how to stay in that love-wisdom alignment in the midst of chaos. So staying in the environment of neither this nor that, of one taste, staying in the environment of yes, and then taking it to the streets. So again, this is called Yes by Bhagwan Sri Rajneesh. Prayer consists of only one single word. That is the meaning of Amen. It means yes. If you have said yes with your total heart, you have said all that can be said. If you can say yes with your total heart, you are in celebration. If you can say yes to existence, you have arrived. Get deeper and deeper into yes. Say yes to each and everything. Say yes to good and bad, to day and night, to summer and winter. Say yes to success and to failure. Say yes to life and death. Forget everything else. Just remember one word, yes. And it can transform your whole being. It can become a radical change, a revolution. Yes is all that is meant by prayer. People pray with so many words. It's meaningless. Just one word is enough. Yes. 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 So notice right now what your body's feeling like. What are you aware of? What's arisen? What's emerged? And breathe in the yes. Breathe in the mindset of yes, knowing that you're going to be taking that energy to the streets. I wish you a blessed 2017, a year where you activate your love wisdom alignment. And hopefully I'll see you on Monday, January 2nd, and we'll unpack this together. Deep bow to each of you. Bye-bye.